You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and I'm here with Corey Brock from the Padres for MLB.com. Corey, we are a little bit away now from the winter meetings. Of course, the last order of business at the winter meetings is the Rule 5 draft. And for those who don't know, it's a time, an opportunity for teams to select players from other organizations who have been in that organization for a long time and have not been placed on the 40-man roster. That is the very basic explanation of it. So, Corey, normally this would not be like something that's so interesting. Padres actually selected four players in that Rule 5 draft, which is sort of unheard of. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, kind of unheard of, Allison. Yeah, they had the space on the 40-man roster to do so. And, you know, it's kind of a no-risk gamble, I guess, if that makes any sense, to do this. They selected three pitchers and an outfielder. And, you know, certainly under very small obligation to carry these guys all year, you have to offer them back to their original team if you don't. But I think they figured it was worth bringing these guys in, taking a look and seeing, you know, kind of low-cost, high-upside guys, a couple of relievers, an outfielder, and probably the marquee guy of the deal was a right-handed pitcher, Luis Perdomo, who was with the Cardinals, a pretty highly regarded prospect. And, you know, he wasn't protected by the Cardinals. So, you know, he may be a guy that sticks. You know, he's like 21. He's only pitched in high A. This is a big leap, but, you know, if you believe in the arm and you could find a spot where you can maybe stash him a little bit, you know, it's much easier for these teams that really don't have, I shouldn't say have aspirations to contend, but really don't have a realistic chance to contend, for them to carry the Rule 5 guys, because, you know, it may be a down year for you anyway. Well, you know, the Padres still feel like they can contend, so it may be tougher to keep all these guys. In fact, it may be monumentally difficult to keep all four, but they hope that maybe they struck gold with a couple of these guys and they impress them in spring training and maybe you find a spot for them.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the Rule 5 guys don't exactly go on to have you know, illustrious careers, but a lot of them do stick in the big leagues and have nice careers. Of course, some of the more famous Rule 5 picks were David Ortiz, Johan Santana, so have been you know, sometimes when they have struck gold. But with pitching, I mean, you really have to look at pitching because you never can have enough pitching. And we have a team like the Padres that are, like you said, kind of in a transitional time. To have these extra arms that might be able to contribute or eat up some innings, that can never be a bad thing.
Yeah, and guys who, you know, if they end up making your club are going to make the major league minimum, so they're not breaking the bank. And, you know, a few of these guys have had pretty good track records in the minor leagues and maybe have a skill set where the Padres believe that they're about to take off. You know, in a perfect world, an organization can protect all these guys, but it's kind of a, you know, it says a lot of good things about, let's say, the Cardinals, for example, with Perdomo. I mean, that they couldn't protect him because, boy, what a bad problem, Allison. They have too many good prospects on their list. So, yeah, you're right. Some of these guys do go on to bigger and better things. You know, baseball is such a cool sport in the sense that not all these guys kind of follow that linear path to the big leagues. You know, for some it happens quick. For some it happens forever. I know you and I kicked around Alan Zinter's name. He's a perfect example. You know, you persevere and maybe you get a chance. So, yeah, I think it's a very cost-effective way for the Padres to take a look at some guys. And, again, if it doesn't work out, then you offer them back to their original team and you move on from there.
So the Padres seem to have an abundance of catchers, which, you know, I'm a little suspicious of that just because there's never an abundance of catchers anywhere. Catching is the hardest position to be able to identify as somebody who has a long career ahead of them, because it's really the most taxing position, and it's also the one that young players coming up through high school and college don't want to play. So all that being said, the Padres seem to have a surplus of them. And so tell us about, you know, who they've acquired lately and how this whole thing could shake out on a major league level come opening day.
Yeah, you know, some guy asked me on Twitter the other day, Allison, I think he was joking. He said, is it normal to have more catchers than starting pitchers? That's a fair point. It's a little odd, but as you alluded to, a terribly difficult position to draft and develop and get somebody competent to the big leagues. And, you know, I think this is why we see a lot of guys stay around for as long as they do in the big leagues. I'll use Brad Ausmus as a great example. Now, certainly his skill set defensively was exceptional. He'll be the first to tell you he wasn't the greatest hitter in the world, but, you know, ability to work with a staff and do some things defensively, you could parlay that into a long career. So, yeah, the Padres have, I wouldn't call it a conundrum. You know, these things always sort themselves out, but Derek Norris, who had a nice year defensively, was pretty good offensively. Austin Hedges, a very highly regarded rookie last year who came up in May and did a nice job defensively. And now in the offseason, they've added this kid Pinto from the Twins, and just last week, Christian Betancourt from the Braves, who was a highly regarded prospect at one point. So certainly Padres under no obligation to carry all these guys. Maybe some of them are trade fodder as we move further into December and into January. I'm really curious, Allison, to see how this whole thing kind of shakes out. It's really interesting. But, yeah, kind of like with pitching, like you can never have enough good organizational depth in terms of catching. You know, these guys are a foul ball away from the disabled list in some cases, and it's such a volatile position. These guys take a beating back there. So, at the very least, the Padres feel like they've added some depth there.
Okay, good stuff. Corey, thanks very much. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.